This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The recession may be over, but the lawsuits are in full swing.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith in for David Brancaccio. It's been a litigious week. First, regulators sued Bank of America for mortgage-backed securities it sold in 2008. Then JPMorgan Chase announced it's under investigation. And now banks are suing the city of Richmond, California, for trying to use eminent domain to rescue underwater mortgages. Marketplace's wealth and poverty reporter Chrissy Clark joins me live. Good morning, Chrissy.
Hey, Stacey.
So explain how this eminent domain plan was going to work.
So in the wake of the mortgage crisis, people all over Richmond are underwater, meaning they're stuck in mortgages where they owe way more than their house is currently worth. If the banks won't refinance, and often they won't, the next step can be foreclosure. And so in order to stem the foreclosure tide, the city of Richmond recently approached lenders for more than 600 underwater mortgages and said, we want to buy those mortgages at their current, much lower market value, and we will help homeowners refinance ourselves to keep them in their homes. Oh, yeah, and if you refuse to sell those mortgages, then we'll use eminent domain to force you.
Wow. Well, what are Wells Fargo and Deutsche Bank saying in their lawsuit against this idea?
So they're arguing that the plan would hurt their investors, everyone from big Wall Street firms to grandmas with pensions. They also say using eminent domain would be unconstitutional because it's not for a, quote, valid public purpose, and instead would benefit a small group of Richmond citizens and the company that's helping coordinate the plan at the expense of out-of-state investors.
Is this happening in places other than Richmond?
Richmond was the first city to try this, but there are a bunch of others that are looking at it. Newark, New Jersey, Seattle, North Las Vegas. So this will be a key legal test. And what I think is really fascinating is that it gets to this question of what really is the public good. In eminent domain cases, usually it's homeowners who are the ones who lose out for something like building a freeway or a sports stadium. In this case, the city is arguing that the public good is the benefit to the local economy of keeping homeowners in their homes.
Marketplace's Chrissy Clark. Thank you, Chrissy.
You're welcome.